Lend us your ears like sweet little dears. It's time for a story with Gnarly Barley. This is a story of three brothers and a pot of porridge. There were once three brothers named Bo.
Hello.
Joe.
Hello.
And Mo.
Hi.
They had to look for work, so they decided to walk to the next village. Because this village was very far away, they got up very early in the morning to leave. They had to walk for hours. When Mo, the youngest brother, said,
I'm getting tired. We must surely stop soon.
Joe, the second brother, seemed to agree with Mo.
Yes, so am I. Bo, I think we must find a place to sleep.
Although the oldest brother, Bo, was tired too, he did not want to stop.
There are too many dangerous animals in the bush. Let's go a little further.
Just as it was getting dark, they saw a fire burning in the distance. They hurried towards it, and there stood an old woman cooking in an iron pot.
You all look very tired. If you like, you can stay here tonight. My house is not very big, but you are welcome to stay here tonight.
Then she offered to share her porridge with them. Bo, Joe, and Mo were all very tired. They could see the old woman was so poor, she had only cooked enough porridge for one person.
Thank you, but no,
said the oldest brother, Bo.
Thank you, but no,
said the middle brother, Joe.
Thank you, but no,
said the youngest brother, Mo. The old woman showed the brothers to her hut, which wasn't very far away.
Here, take these mats to sleep on. It will be much more comfortable.
They fell fast asleep very quickly, and soon the hut was dark and quiet. Sometime in the middle of the night, Mo, the youngest brother, woke up. The only reason he had said no to the porridge was because his two older brothers had said no.
I'm so hungry. I'm sure I can sneak into the kitchen to see if there's any porridge left over.
He found the pot and saw there was enough porridge for just one person. It seemed that the old woman had not eaten anything at all and had saved it for the next day.
I'm sure it won't hurt anyone if I take just one spoonful. It will certainly help me because I'm starving.
He took one spoonful, but he was still very hungry. So he ate a little more, and a little more, and then a little bit more, and some more, until it was all gone.
Oh no, there's nothing left. I can't let the old woman find out.
Mo crept outside and went to pick up some stones. As quietly as he could, he put the stones in the pot and shut the lid.
I hope she won't notice.
And with those last words, Mo, the youngest brother, went to sleep. The next morning, Bo, Joe, and Mo woke up early. They thanked the old woman for her kindness and started their journey to the next village. Not long after the three brothers had left, the old woman went to her kitchen. She opened her pot and discovered the stones at the bottom. She shook her head because this made her very sad.
And I thought they were such lovely young men.
Even though she was very old, the woman could move quickly over the countryside. She knew all the shortcuts. So she soon caught up with the brothers near the river.
Stop!
Yelled the old woman.
You stole my porridge. All that my pot has in it are stones.
The oldest brother moved towards her.
No, we didn't. We wouldn't have stolen your porridge because we know you had just enough for one,
said Bo. The old woman would not listen.
One of you did, and I will soon find out which one of you did it. If you are indeed innocent, you won't mind taking a test, will you?
Of course not,
said Bo, because he was certain it was not them. The old woman led them to the river. A large log was lying across the rushing water. A log stretched from one side of the river to the other.
Each of you will walk across the river. As you walk, you will sing this song. If I ate the old woman's porridge, the waters of the river will know. The waters of the river will flow and cover me from head to toe.
The first brother walked across the river, singing the song. When he reached the other side, he waved to the second brother, Joe. The middle brother then started walking across the log, singing the song. In the meantime, the youngest brother's heart was beating wildly. When his brother reached the other side and waved, Mo stepped onto the log. He started to sing.
If I ate the old woman's porridge.
Mo's knees began to shake. Mo knew that he had been wrong and was so scared that he fell into the rushing water and was swept away. The old woman did not say a word. She just turned and walked back to her hut. She left the two brothers to search for Mo, who was dishonest and had stolen her small meal of porridge. To this day, no one knows if Mo was ever found by his two brothers, Bo and Joe. It may have been too late for Mo to learn the lesson of dishonesty.
And so we come to the end of today's story. I'm Celia Ngalane, and if you would like more stories to read, visit nalibali.mobi on your cell phone. That's nalibali.mobi. You can also get Nali Bali supplements with great stories and activities available every Sunday in the Sunday Times Express and the Sunday World, on Tuesdays in the Daily Dispatch and on Thursdays in the Herald. Thank you to the producers, Leon Fisser, Cassie Lowes, and Vion Fenter.